Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. Let me tell you about our show coming up in this segment. We got our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar back with us. I told the truth earlier, folks. I said I didn't know where he was. That was the truth. The part that I missed was saying that he was still on the road. Turns out he's not on the road. Turns out he's back and really I guess I thought he was going to be on the road like all summer, but turns out it was only for 3 weeks, and he's got some stories to tell. Jeffrey Zabar is the Chief Home Officer, the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, the author of many books on the topic, including Safe at Home, and our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be here wherever here may be.
Hey, it's good to be back
home again. That's all. That's the only line I know.
Yeah, is there anything better than getting back in your own bed?
You know, ask Robbie that, because as we were driving in an RV down the highway and sleeping on a convertible, you know, mattress, sofa bed with an armrest, like a little armrest that pops out right in the middle.
She is a good woman, my friend. Robbie Zabar is a good woman.
She's the 5-pound bass of wives. Okay, keeper.
That's exactly right. You can tell her I said that. Boy, I tell you, I mean, I'm thinking, you know, all right, folks, imagine that you and your spouse and your children are in a 26-foot motorhome for 3 weeks, and during that time, one of the spouses is making a living, doing the work, as you're roaming around. How many miles did you drive?
I think we ultimately did about 4,500 miles.
4,500 miles. Wow. Would you go New England all the way down, from Florida to New England and back?
Fort Lauderdale, where the home office is, up to New England, up to Massachusetts, and back again. And we by way of Atlanta, and then a couple stops in the Carolinas, and then up through the Eastern Seaboard, up through Jersey and New York, and then up into New England to fetch our son. That was like a quick hit trip, just up to get him and out of there, and then back home again, and back through Orlando, where we stopped at that Disney Entrepreneur Center, which is a pretty cool facility there, and then back home. It was really it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of miles, a lot of Wheaties.
No kidding. Well, what did you learn?
I learned that the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. And Steinbeck said it first, I'll say it next, that, you know, you can plan all you want for an excursion like this. You can get your family on board. You can get your clients on board. You can try and get your own self on board with expectations and how much you're going to work and how much you're not going to work. But it's still a challenge to carve out work. As anybody knows who travels and takes a BlackBerry or takes their laptop and is always looking for Wi-Fi, it's a challenge to find that balance and to not overwork but not underdeliver at the same time. And I think that's what I figured out. My family was very accommodating, but there were times that we just had to you know, got thrown some curveballs, and we had to make work happen no matter what time it was. And it took a lot to try and figure that balance out.
Okay, so you... Did you ever consider yourself to be on vacation, or were you always working? What's the story of that?
Well, here's the deal. The Wall Street Journal did a little blurb on their blog about the trip, and I said that I was taking a working vacation for 3 weeks. And somebody countered as part of the blog, in the comments section, they said, you know, get over it, just take your vacation, work will be there when you get home. You know, truer words.
Spoken like a true employee, right?
Yeah, exactly. Truer words were never spoken, except that, I don't know about you, but if I took 3 weeks off work, I'd come back to, A, no collections awaiting me, you know, as far as receivables, and B, it's not the nature of my work. I mean, I'd have to work triple time in order to be able to deliver that way. So I think that what happened was the expectation was that I would be working part of the time, and I would be vacationing part of the time. Coming in, I said, okay, I'm going to do anywhere between 30% and 50% of what I expect to bill this trip, you know, or during these three weeks. If I were at home, I would expect to bill X. On the road, I should expect to bill about 30 to 50% X. And it came out to about 37% when I did the math of how much I billed over that time versus what I would should have done at home. So
of course,
I was kind of pleased.
You're a sole proprietor.
Right.
You're the as my friend Rich Galen says, you're the charmed quark. You're a party of one, and you do your work for directly for customers, for your clients. And you know, some people who take off might just be leaving a business at home with an employee or two or ten or something like that. And what I was saying earlier is that what you demonstrated was the accessibility that you had and the ability to take technology tools on the road. So I just said that if you have peeps at home, which you don't have,
right.
And I have been there, I've got some now, but I have been where you are. But if you have peeps at home, at the office, at your business, with the technology that we have, the accessibility that we have, you can actually take a vacation, leave your young fledgling business, even though you're a little frightened to, because you know that you've trained your people, hopefully, to know when to contact you, when not to contact you. And as long as you know you're available to them, and you know that the only reason they'll call you is if they really need you, then you can kind of relax.
That's the issue of setting expectations. But because I'm a sole proprietor, I'm incorporated, but I'm a soloist out there, it falls to me to handle all the work. And the biggest issue I faced was finances. You know, I came home to a lot of checks sitting in that big white tub at the post office.
Congratulations.
That I held my mail.
Congratulations.
And that became it was good, but it was money that I didn't tap along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I tried as best I could, and I think I'll do it better next time. But the clients who didn't give me money or who had checks sitting in the mailbox were those that don't do direct deposit.
Right.
So there's things that we need to work on next time. So one client, for example, I caught in time, and I said, mail that check to my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her a deposit slip and my stamp so she could stamp the back and endorse the back of it. And I had that check deposited business. Now, I do online banking. So I was able to take a paycheck, so to speak,
now that's
while
a big,
away. By
that's
just
a big deal right
funds.
There. See, you can connect with your bank. You can have somebody pick up. You know, you could just have some friend or somebody go to the post office, get your mail, take anything that looks like a check to your banker, let them, and you know, your banker would literally make the deposit for you. Then you could manage all that online,
right?
With a BlackBerry, for goodness sake.
Absolutely.
Not even with a laptop. So hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Jeffrey Zabar is teaching us some stuff about technology and travel. When we come back, we're going to ask about how the family did on this trip. 20 after. Stay with us.
Amazing.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba.
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. You know, operating a successful business is a lot like playing golf. You need focus, dedication, passion, and a great caddy to shoulder the load. That's why I'm a client of Administaff. They manage HR burdens for America's best small businesses, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Scott Aaron, president of New Horizons Computer Learning Center here in North Carolina. We signed on with Administaff to provide better benefits for our employees, but Administaff benefits for employers have surpassed our highest expectations. From recruiting and job training to payroll and liability issues, Administaff offers all the advantages a growing company needs.
To take a load off, talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam. And a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses can't be as productive or competitive as they want, and it damages their reputations in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit IBM.com/business center/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business, you dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for Small Business, because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. We made them available with no barrier to entry. That means it doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to tell us who you are. All you got to do is come in and use the stuff, and we hope that you'll say thanks. Somehow, along the way, you'll say thanks to our corporate partners who help us make all this possible. And, of course, you're going to want to say thanks to our Brain Trust members who helped me make all this possible by providing us with some really good stuff, like our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, who's with us right now. Jeffrey, as you know, just got back off of a three-week trip where he conducted business, his family conducted a vacation. How much vacation did you actually get, Jeff?
We took a lot of vacation. As we've spoken many times before, I mean, here it is, you know, early in the morning, and I've already been awake and working for about 2.5 hours. So my circadian rhythm has me up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So what I would do is I would roll out of bed and, you know, take literally one step. It's a smaller home office than the home office I work in, obviously, over to the dinette table in the RV, and I would start working. So by the time they were up, and they would sleep in, so they could sleep in until 8:30, 9:30 in the morning, sometimes a little later, I've already gotten a lot of work done. I'd finish my columns. I might do some online interviews or whatever. Like I said, the math worked out to about 35-37% of the billables that I normally would have done in that three-week span. But we spent a lot of time having a lot of fun. We went to some great campgrounds in the woods.
How did your family, and I know your wife is an RVer, and the kids, I'm sure it was an excellent adventure for them, but how did they feel about you having to interject, sometimes abruptly, your work schedule into their vacation?
If it bothered them, I don't know about it. I didn't hear about it. But yeah. I know that there were certain ways and certain times that we were driving down the New Jersey Turnpike, and I got an email from a client saying, we need this within the hour. And it's a good client, and it was a small fix for something, and it was a day that I otherwise wasn't doing anything for work. We pull over. I turn on the generator.
And now, did they call you? Did they email you?
They would email me by BlackBerry. And that's with a lot of my clients, that's just not by BlackBerry, but that's how I fetch the message.
And so you just got a buzz that an email came in, you check the email, and then you start work.
And I pulled over. I said, look, you get into triage. You say, okay, this can keep up. This has got to be dealt with. Guys, next rest area, we're pulling over. You guys can go in and get something to eat. You know, grab me a cup of coffee or whatever. It's going to take an hour, and literally it would take an hour. The one time I felt badly is one morning, it was like the first or second morning, weekday morning that we were out there, I had a major deadline to get out the way that I just couldn't do before we left town. And so we were at Stone Mountain, Georgia, and I sent the kids, and I sent Robbie and the kids off on a hiking excursion, and I said, give me until noon, and it was until 1 o'clock. But, I mean, that was the extent of it. You know, once you log on, I had my Verizon Air card. I was good to go. I had this 4A. It's called a 4A mobile workmate from Office Depot. It had my office in it. Open it up. I'm working. Close
what
it
is,
down.
What is that?
It's essentially a 15-inch cube box that has wheels and a telescoping handle. It holds your laptop. It holds file folders. It holds accessories. It's a cube that unzips, soft-sided, but it's hard form. It's like nylon exterior with pockets and stuff.
Yeah.
There's some pictures of it on my site, but essentially what it is, it was my office enclosed on the road. So put my laptop in there, my portable printer from HP, put that in there, put all my files and all my accessories, close it up, office is closed, we go on our way.
Wow.
So when it's open, I'm open for business. And I pull the stuff out, put it on the dinette table, and we start to work.
So what happened really, Jeff, is, you know, as a sole proprietor and the guy who delivers what he sells directly, the most you could have possibly taken off with a family would have been a week. And you still would have
without
had to
work.
And
right.
Yeah, without work, and you still would have had to do some checking in. But
I would
because
have to do
you but because
some
you had
beforehand also. I would have had to, I have columns that are delivered every week.
Right.
So I would have had to deliver those early.
And so but because you have the technology, you actually were able to do 3 weeks instead of 1 week, and the customers weren't you know they probably didn't notice very much about it. Your new business opportunity diminished because you weren't out getting new business. You were pretty much reacting, but
right.
you were able to extend the vacation. So you know, folks, this is a trade-off, and it's one of the issues. This is one of the issues that all small business owners have to deal with, right, Jeff?
You know, yes, exactly. And in as much as there's no luggage racks on a hearse and you can't take it with you,
right.
you know, my kids will only be young once. How much time can I spend with them? There will come a day, and Robbie and I kind of look to the day when our youngest, our 10-year-old, is out of the house, and what are we going to do with ourselves, aside from strangle each other when it's only the two of us. But, you know, that really is, do it now, because you may not be able to do it later. And this was the type of vacation. Look, we do it every year in a minivan. This year we did it in an RV. It was a great excursion. It was a great adventure. With a few tweaks, I'm already ready to go back to my sponsors. Again, I've worked with Verizon and Office Depot. I'm ready to go back to them and say, guys, let's do it again next year, but bigger and better than before. I mean, I'd like to take 5 or 6 weeks because it can be done.
Wow.
But I wouldn't travel as many miles. I would spend more time in individual like
one
campgrounds
place,
and rustic areas. But there's a lot that you can do to see the world and really get to know yourself,
Jeffrey,
and your spouse.
I want the audience to be able to go and follow your excellent adventure online, which they can do on your website. Give it to us, please.
www.homeofficehighway.com.
And also chiefhomeofficer.com, right?
As well, chiefhomeofficer.com.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today, and welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's
welcome
always
home.
Great to be with you, no matter where with you is.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be right after these messages. Stay with me.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Pa!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Sort of.
Visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've played some tough courses in my career, but the course that posed the most challenging hazards for me is being a business owner.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens like government compliance, workers' comp, and payroll taxes, giving you a competitive advantage.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Russell Lamb, an owner of Allegra Realty Advisors here in Ohio, and I've seen the cost of complying with employment regulations skyrocket. Administaff helps me control and manage these costs, and they handle all my other HR needs too, enabling me to devote my energy to advising companies about their real estate challenges, not my HR issues.
Administaff champions the needs of business owners, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. And remember, small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson, a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Usually fairly slow. Stand by. Here we go.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. We made them available with no barrier to entry. That means it doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to tell us who you are. All you got to do is come in and use the stuff. And we hope that you'll say thanks. Somehow, along the way, you'll say thanks to our corporate partners who help us make all this possible. And, of course, you're going to want to say thanks to our Brain Trust members who helped me make all this possible by providing us with some really good stuff, like our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, who's with us right now. Jeffrey, as you know, just got back off of a three-week trip where he conducted business, his family conducted a vacation. How much vacation did you actually get, Jeff?
We took a lot of vacation. As we've spoken many times before, I mean, here it is, you know, early in the morning, and I've already been awake and working for about 2.5 hours. So my circadian rhythm has me up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So what I would do is I would roll out of bed and, you know, take literally one step. It's a smaller home office than the home office I work in, obviously, over to the dinette table in the RV, and I would start working. So by the time they were up, and they would sleep in, so they could sleep in until 8:30, 9:30 in the morning, sometimes a little later, I've already gotten a lot of work done. I'd finish my columns. I might do some online interviews or whatever. Like I said, the math worked out to about 35-37% of the billables that I normally would have done in that three-week span. But we spent a lot of time having a lot of fun. We went to some great campgrounds in the woods.
How did your family, and I know your wife is an RVer, and the kids, I'm sure it was an excellent adventure for them, but how did they feel about you having to interject, sometimes abruptly, your work schedule into their vacation?
If it bothered them, I don't know about it. I didn't hear about it. But yeah. I know that there were certain ways and certain times that we were driving down the New Jersey Turnpike, and I got an email from a client saying, we need this within the hour. And it's a good client, and it was a small fix for something, and it was a day that I otherwise wasn't doing anything for work. We pull over. I turn on the generator.
And now, did they call you? Did they email you?
They would email me by BlackBerry. And that's with a lot of my clients, that's just, I'm not by BlackBerry, but that's how I fetch the message.
And so you just got a buzz on your that an email came in. You check the email and then you start work.
And I pulled over. I said, look, you get into triage. You say, okay, this can keep up. This has got to be dealt with. Guys, next rest area, we're pulling over. You guys can go in and get something to eat. Grab me a cup of coffee or whatever. It's going to take an hour, and literally it would take an hour. The one time I felt badly is one morning, it was like the first or second morning, weekday morning that we were out there, I had a major deadline to get out the way that I just couldn't do before we left town. And so we were at Stone Mountain, Georgia, and I sent the kids, and I sent Robbie and the kids off on a hiking excursion, and I said, give me until noon, and it was until 1 o'clock. But, I mean, that was the extent of it. You know, once you log on, I had my Verizon Air card, I was good to go. I had this 4A, it's called a 4A mobile workmate from Office Depot. It had my office in it. Open it up, I'm working. Close
what
it down.
What is that?
It's essentially a 15-inch cube box that has the wheels and a telescoping handle. It holds your laptop. It holds file folders. It holds accessories. It's a cube that unzips, soft-sided, but it's hard form. It's like nylon exterior with pockets and stuff.
Yeah.
There's some pictures of it on my site, but essentially what it is, it was my office enclosed on the road. So put my laptop in there, my portable printer from HP, put that in there, put all my files and all my accessories, close it up, office is closed, we go on our way.
Wow.
So when it's open, I'm open for business. And I pull the stuff out, put it on the dinette table, and we start to work.
What happened really, Jeff, is, you know, as a sole proprietor and the guy who delivers what he sells directly, the most you could have possibly taken off with a family would have been a week. And you still would have
without
had to
work.
And
right.
Yeah, without work, and you still would have had to do some checking in. But because
I would have
had to do some
checking in beforehand also. I would have had to, I have columns that are delivered every week.
Right.
So I would have had to deliver those early.
And so but because you have the technology, you actually were able to do 3 weeks instead of 1 week, and the customers weren't you know they didn't notice very much about it. Your new business opportunity diminished because you weren't out getting new business. You were pretty much reacting, but
right.
You were able to extend the vacation. So you know, folks, this is a trade-off, and it's one of the issues. This is one of the issues that all small business owners have to deal with, right, Jeff?
You know, yes, exactly. And in as much as there's no luggage racks on Hearst and you can't take it with you,
right.
You know, my kids will only be young once. How much time can I spend with them? There will come a day, and Robbie and I kind of look to the day when our youngest, our 10-year-old, is out of the house, and what are we going to do with ourselves aside from strangle each other when it's only the two of us? But, you know, that really is, do it now because you may not be able to do it later. And this was the type of vacation. Look, we do it every year in a minivan. This year we did it in an RV. It was a great excursion. It was a great adventure. With a few tweaks, I'm already ready to go back to my sponsors. Again, I've worked with Verizon and Office Depot. I'm ready to go back to them and say, guys, let's do it again next year, but bigger and better than before. I mean, I'd like to take 5 or 6 weeks because it can be done.
Wow.
But I wouldn't travel as many miles. I would spend more time in individual like
one
campgrounds
place,
and rustic areas. But there's a lot that you can do to see the world and really get to know yourself,
Jeffrey,
and your spouse.
I want the audience to be able to go and follow your excellent adventure online, which they can do on your website. Give it to us, please.
www.homeofficehighway.com.
And also chiefhomeofficer.com, right?
As well, chiefhomeofficer.com.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today, and welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's
welcome
always
home.
Great to be with you, no matter where with you is.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but it'll be right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.